Andy, you've lived a very dramatic life over this past week or so. Congratulations on your daughter, Mae you. Faith. And then you're on the morning view pitch, I believe, when you got the news.
I was just standing on the pitch. I had drove up. My wife was a midwife. She had assured me that the baby would not arrive tonight, so she says go and play your game and drive up, and for celebrations you might have to come home after. But on the pitch, checking the pitch, well, it's daughter Moldy, and got the call to say she was in labour, and I had to leave. I met the gaffer on the way out, and I had told him that, listen, the way my mind was is that I might be back, and he looked at me and says you'll not be back. So I think I've given everything to football my whole life, and I realised the older you get that some things are more important to football, obviously, and my family's is one thing that's more important for me than football. So I made the decision to go. I think it was the right decision, and it was a complete bonus because we won the Irish Cup and had a beautiful baby daughter who was born, Mia. So it's just capped off a great season. You know, I think there tonight, Jimmy, it felt like 2 years, I think, with the whole COVID. It's been a real tough slog, you know, Saturday, Tuesday. It's very much a team effort from everybody. So kind of thank, as well, all the supporters that sent me messages and you know, social media comments, you know, really, really flattered. And even Lauren players had sent me messages pre and after the game, and tonight, the Coleraine, I felt very classy. Every single person from stewards to players shook my hand, and even Colin and the board afterwards coming in and presenting the boys with some beer after the championship. So very proud to be part of this league. I think we're a very humble league, and just to probably to cap off, you know, buzzing to lift the title.
At what point then did you find out that we'd won the Irish Cup?
Well, I was refreshing, as my wife was in labour, I was refreshing my Twitter feed. I suppose it was you updating this with it. And I'd seen, you know, Shane scored early, and then Coops had scored, and I think it was 67 minutes. Nothing new. I'm sort of wondering then. To prefer a midwife come in and says that, you know, still 2-0, which eased my concerns, and then seeing a goal from Lauren, which is a bit squeaky bum time. But, you know, even the boys afterwards, I know I had loads of missed calls from them, and they're back at Windsor, you know, celebrating, and I was able to give them the good news that a baby daughter born. So fair play to them. My mates aren't not just my teammates, they're, you know, mates for life, I have to say.
I have to congratulate you also on winning the league. But if we go back to 2016, we lost the Irish Cup final to Glenavon. I think it was your third season, and you hadn't won a major trophy, so to be walking away with four titles, two Irish Cups, a League Cup and a Shield, it's a happy ending.
Yeah, I think that's very true. When I came here, you know, people questioned the move, and people were saying to me that I would probably play for reserves, and I wouldn't get on. And then people told me it was the wrong time to make the move because Linfield were overhauling their squad and things like that. But it felt right for me from the start. That just something in my stomach and my gut that you know, Big Davey sold the dream for me that I would, you know, sign, and I just felt comfortable from day one. The first 3 years, I'd felt a lot of pressure because we hadn't won anything, and I always vowed to myself that I want to leave Linfield someday on a high, leave Linfield as a player who's added to the illustrious history. And you have that pressure every day. And I told the boys, you know, it's somebody else's turn to carry on the can probably for the next while. It's a great opportunity, it's brilliant to be involved in, but there is pressure. But you have to really want to thrive in that pressure, and the fans keep you honest. So after the first, you know, 3 years of not winning a major trophy, for what's turned out to be, I believe it's a success for me and mission accomplished. And, you know, I feel very much a part of the club. I'm a supporter now, I'll be a supporter now after the end of the season, and you know, I hope Linfield continue to be as I've no doubt they will be, because they're, you know, class from top down. And as I say, I think Mark Stafford said to me a very true thing: you don't realise how big of a club Linfield are until you have a packed Windsor Park and an Ice Cup final, and I certainly agree with that.
Yeah, you've had game time reduced a bit this season, but Shane, he scored 30 goals, he's the player of the year and the young player of the year. That's some achievement. What do you think he can go on and do?
I've went on record at the start. I think Shane Lavery's not just a class act on the pitch, he's a class act off the pitch. He's a very humble lad. And, you know, a lot of people will draw attention to his attributes as a player and his skills as a player, but I want to really draw attention to the fact of how hard he works. I think the process of him, I don't think people will understand how hard he worked this year, you know, away from the pitch. He gave absolutely everything to his game. He trained extra, he trained more, he adapted his game, and I think he's an example for every young player. And I work up in the ICFA Academy, and I talk to the young players about Shane Lavery, about how hard he works and how humble he is, and I've no doubt he'll be a success, I've no doubt in my mind. And you know, he's been great for our club this last 2 years, he's been great with me, we've had a great relationship, and he's showed how much of a winner he is, and I'm absolutely delighted for him, I truly am, because he's such a top lad.
It was quite fitting tonight, wasn't it, that crucial goal that ended up sealing the title. Hockey wins it, and from Stafford flick on, it's, you know, it's like a couple of old servants here just wanting to buy out and one last dance, as I say.
It's funny because I said the Hawks at the Lauren game, it was the Hawks' man, Joyce, had scored the goal, and he beat himself up and he was really down about it. And I can remember in 2017, Aaron Burns went through the same thing at Coleraine Showgrounds. He felt whenever Coleraine went 1-0 up, it was his man, and the performance Aaron Burns gave after that, the reaction was of one of a champion. And Mark Hawkey, I knew by his eyes and his behaviour that he would do the exact same, and I said to him, Hawks, you'll score tonight, and he did. And the discussions myself and Mark Hawkey have had, and Mark Stafford have had, we've wanted to leave the club on a high, and wanted to leave, you know, as I say, where Linfield should be, and that's how we felt, and that's how we can support, you know, that's how we can how we can sign out in style. And it's such an emotional time, but it's great to leave Linfield on top of the pile again, and where they should be. So as I say, it's somebody else's turn now to carry the can forward, and I'm sure they will.
Yeah, you're not too disappointed then, it's not going to go to solitude in the final day because you've previous.
No. I wanted it wrapped up tonight. It's a long journey home back to Belfast when you get beat here at any stage, or don't pick up maximum points here at any stage, but the thought of not winning the title and leaving it another week just wouldn't have been comfortable. So it's brilliant, Jamie, to be honest. We've worked so hard over the last couple of years, we've been a team, and as I said, the most important thing in our change room is that we're close, there's no negativity, we have fallouts every week, but you know, we're a very honest group, and we're not just teammates, we're mates. And I knew when the chips were down, we weren't at our best tonight, but you know, big players took their medicine and stepped up and got the job done.
And just finally, one thing I think is worth mentioning is that there's three full-time teams in the league, and we've finished above them, and I guess not easy. And I think three massive shifts in the past week, the semi-final, the final, and tonight, like, it's incredible.
Yeah, but I think if you look at Linfield, and anybody who's played here will tell you that you're even though you're not probably treated or paid as a full-time professional, you're full-time, you give everything to it, you can't not. Like, teams will tell me they're full-time. I think the benefit of the other teams being actually full-time is that they can rest, and they're maybe not, players aren't working in the daytime, but you know, if you ask Jamie, or you ask Jimmy, or you ask any of the boys who've been here, it is full-time. You know, if you're not training, you're playing games, or you're preparing for games, and everything else comes secondary. And for me, I felt at 35, I was, wouldn't say cutting corners on my job, but it was maybe always putting Linfield first. And I think the older you get, you probably can't multitask and do as much. So I think the club's doing the right thing. I think we have that winning mindset no matter what. If we're part-time, the rest of the teams are full-time, we'll always be there competing because of the quality of player we bring to the club. But I think now it's time to go to a new era and ensure the sustainability of our success. And I think going full-time is very much the right way forward. And I think it's great to see clubs have to evolve, and Linfield have always evolved. And that's positive that they're doing that now.
Yeah, on to Saturday now and getting loved it. Well done, thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks as always.